And it is that time of the week, time to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our man, Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD. TD, good morning. How we doing?
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, TD, there's a lot to get to today on the football front, and we will do that here in just a few minutes. Although Rex Road brought up something in the last segment that we've just got to get to the bottom of and get your thoughts on. The urinal situation in the Jacksonville Jaguars press box in the men's bathroom with the divider being next to the sink. What are we doing here? It's National Football League.
It's crazy, man. It's located. Like, you wash your hands, and like there's a guy right there next to you at the urinal. Like, it's crazy. There's no divider.
It's ridiculous.
Rex and I had that moment. We both were like, man, this is nuts. it's crazy. No pun intended.
It's the National Football League. We got to get this fixed. That needs to be priority one for Jacksonville. At some point. All right, TD, I'm glad we established that. With that being said, what do you make of the hiring of Rand Carthon as Titans general manager? And with him speaking today, I guess what are you most interested to learn today as we prepare for his first introduction as Titans GM?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's a great hire for the organization itself. You know, this is going to be the first minority, you know, coach or GM. I'm excited about that, but even the whole experience perspective that he brings. This is a guy who has 15 years of front office and scouting experience. He's a former player. So he's going to be able to put himself in these guys' shoes and understand different things that he may not be able to understand if you didn't have been there and done that perspective. So I think that's great. You look at the fact that he's known for – you know, the communication aspect. You heard Jeff Fisher rant about how he's able to paint the picture of a player and allow you to see that guy before you even actually see him on film. That's an awesome thing, the collaboration standpoint, seeing Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. I mean, those are great things. And I think, you know, for me, what I want to know is how does he plan to pull what he learned in San Francisco and implement that here in Nashville with this roster that is in need of a reload.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, I mean, it's going to be ass TD, the whole, just the dynamic. I mean, I don't think any NFL team, as far as I know, I don't think any NFL team goes out there. I mean, there's some clear situations, right? Like, it was clear here that Vrabel reported to Robinson, but there are a lot of situations around the league where it's not that necessarily, where it's more like you're on the same level, which is what this is. But do you think we'll get any sort of information just on like final say, 53 final say, et cetera, et cetera, today?
I think we'll get vague information, and that's something we'll have to keep digging and digging. We could probably re-ask the question at the combine and in the owners meeting, but I don't think we're going to get a clear picture of what that structure really truly looks like.
TD, how important is it just from the background of where Carthon comes from the 49ers? You look at the different organizations that he's been with, the winning, the success that's taken place after they've gotten in there. What do you make of the hire from that standpoint? And also, if you're a Titans fan, how excited, I guess, does that make you based on the past success that he's had with the organizations that he's been with?
Yeah, I think it's something to be very excited about because this is a guy who laid eyes and was actually part of plans that have put together pretty solid rosters, right? And, I mean, the three stops that he was at, obviously the Rams and Falcons, you know, the Falcons didn't win the NFC Championship while he was there, but, you know, he still was a part of building that roster. And you look at, you know, the same thing in St. Louis / L.A., you know, but definitely San Francisco, you know what I mean, winning that NFC championship. And I think the big thing with him that fans should be excited about is obviously the top half of the roster, you know, hitting on those picks, but being able to get those picks that also just build the back end of the roster in the draft and the free agency and making the right moves. And it's not always about getting – that premier player, which you want to do, but you also have to get guys to supplement it. So I think that's something that he learned in San Francisco, and that's something to be excited about.
Do you think the San Francisco quarterback situation could be a factor, TD? I understand, like, I don't even know what Trey Lance. Was it on Instagram? Was it on TikTok?
It was Instagram.
It was,
yeah.
Okay, with the emoji.
Yeah.
Take that out of it. Just the fact that, look, they've got a guy right now playing at a very high level. Obviously, they invested a ton into Trey Lance. Yeah, I mean, the automatic thing I think of is the Lions-Rams, where Brad Holmes goes to the Lions and immediately they swing the QB trade. But do you think that could become a conversation, a factor in some way with the Titans this offseason?
I mean, I think it's something that they'll monitor. I just find the Brock Purdy situation is very interesting to me because, granted, this team is 6-0 and he's playing solid football. They're ready to turn the keys over to him, right? But in this same league, we have a guy who won the MVP in 2019. And there's still question marks about him.
Yep.
And that guy's name is Lamar Jackson. So I think, you know, when we look at these things, we need to be very careful and make sure that we're looking at guys with the same set of eyes. Because Brock Purdy is suddenly on his way to the Pro Bowl and a Super Bowl winning quarterback, while Lamar Jackson is still a question mark.
Well,
so I want to get that off to him. Go ahead.
No, I agree with you. I will say, though, I also remember, like, when Brady went on his run, you know, 20 years ago, and it, the conventional wisdom was like, yeah, but, I mean, it's Bledsoe. I mean, Bledsoe's going to be the guy, right? Like, I'm saying if Purdy wins the thing. Like, I'm basically saying, because I do think that he, like, last game, I was impressed. But it's also great
too.
Roster, great system, all that stuff. I mean, it would have to be extreme. But, like, if that, like, Foles won it, right, and it was kind of like, yeah, but he's still kind of a career backup. This is so early in this guy's career, I do wonder if we may be seeing something. I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm just keeping an open mind, but I think it's got to be a lot more than this. I would agree with you there for sure.
Yeah, no, I do think we're seeing something special, but I just think we need to kind of rein it in and not make him a Super Bowl-winning quarterback yet. There's still, you know, some pretty good teams that have to be defeated in order for them to do that. Now, as far as the quarterback situation itself is concerned, I would imagine there's clearly a relationship between Rand and Trey Lance, so I would imagine that's something that could be put on the table, but I don't know that I go ahead and give up all those draft picks, because if you're trading for him, right, he's coming off of an injury. He only has 2 games actually under his belt. I think he's talented, but I don't know that I do that.
Teron Davenport.
And this team needs more than just a quarterback.
Yeah, no question about that. Teron Davenport with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, TD, for the offensive coordinator search, how much do you think the Titans should look outside the organization to fill the void at offensive coordinator? And what did you make of the report last weekend of maybe them being interested in Eric Bieniemy or Matt Nagy from Kansas City?
Yeah, that one was kind of – that was intriguing to me because, obviously, Eric Bieniemy, Matt Nagy, these are established guys. And I know Jarrett had the thing where – Jarrett's the king of conspiracy theories. But it's an interesting one that he presented with this one was they interviewed them to – they put it in to interview them so they could get some information. Maybe, I don't know, but – Matt Nagy didn't even return the call, which was kind of stunning.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think when you look at going outside, that's probably a good thing to at the very least look outside and not just put everything, hey, Tim Kelly's automatically the guy. You want to, you know, look at some options. And I think, you know, when you look at Charles London from Atlanta, I think they should look at Brian Johnson, the Eagles QB coach. I mean, getting a fresh set of ideas and things like that will be good. But, I mean, Tim Kelly has his advantages too, being as though he already knows the personnel that's here.
Vrabel just wants to get the mechanics of ring around the
Rosie.
Yeah. So, well, you know, on the OC discussion, TD, you know Greg Roman well. And I think, you know, you bring up Lamar Jackson. I think there's a lot of dumb discussion around him. There has been going back to college. But I've been a little bit interested to see some of the reaction to Greg Roman, too, as an OC. like, you know, the offense he runs in Baltimore is the only offense he could run. What do you think about him?
A big no.
Big no. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when you look at, in a lot of fans and things, you know, complained about the passing game under Todd Downing, it would be worse under Greg Roman. And I've seen Greg Roman in San Francisco as well as Baltimore. And it's probably the most complex rushing attack in the league, but the passing part of it, it doesn't complement it. And, you know, so many people, Robert Griffin III said it best, you know, so many people say, you know, free agent receivers don't want to go to the Ravens because of Lamar. No, that's absolutely not the case. It's because they don't want to play in that offense because it's running back and tight end centric. And I don't think that matches what the Titans want to do. Yeah, there were results initially, but it's just continuously gotten worse and worse each year that he's been there. So absolutely no for me.
Well, TD, great stuff as always. You brought the passion today. We'll see if we can get this urinal situation down in Jacksonville figured out. We got to get this figured out before next season.
I think the PFWA actually should get involved in this.
Step in.
I mean, seriously.
Maybe something
that
needs to be
rolled
into.
TD.
TD, great stuff as always. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us.
I appreciate it. You guys take it easy.
Absolutely. You as well. Teron Davenport, our guest here on Robbie and Rexro, joins us every Friday morning at 8 o'clock. We'll take your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. By the way, shout-out to LD from McMinnville on the text line with a Creed joke. If the Ravens no longer value Jackson as a Titans fan, I'll gladly welcome him with arms wide open.
Well done, LD.
Way to go,
well
LD.
Well done.
This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game.
Welcome to this place. I'll show you everything. We're the arms wide open.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Live from our 102.5 The Game studio, brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by Superbook.
This is not okay. This is not a rant. You should not be allowed to do this.
Thank you, LD.
Thanks for the inspo, LD.
Appreciate you.
TD said, this is nuts. All-time classic. No pun intended.
Just great stuff.
It's very uncomfortable in there. We're going to do something about this.
I can't say that I've ever seen one quite like that.
I actually really regret not taking a picture. Not with people there, but like I regret not going in there when it was empty and taking
the
a picture
proximity.
So people could get a visual on this. It's unbelievable.
I mean, just imagine. Jags win this weekend. AFC title game. I don't know. It won't be in Jacksonville. So my example that I'm coming up with on the fly is just totally bullcrap. But – just imagine a future AFC title game there, crowded press box.
Well, you know what?
Get a sink.
You know what? I feel like the Colts always open at the Jags.
Yeah, that's true.
So just imagine like Chris Ballard and Jeff Saturday, you know?
Oh, man.
It's a nice conversation. Hey, if you want, you just wash your hands in the water in this urinal if you'd like.
Thanks to Teron Davenport for joining us in the last segment. I'm interested to see what comes of the Rand Carthon press conference today. Quarterback situations is interesting here. Like, you know, John Harbaugh yesterday was talking about the firing of Greg Roman and basically was making it sound like, yeah, Lamar Jackson, he's going to have input on the offensive coordinator and we'll get his thoughts on all that. I'm like, well, I won't tell Lamar Jackson that because he's on Twitter right now going crazy about all these different things and not really holding back on his feelings for the contract situation with the Ravens. I am interested to see how that plays out. Like, I think the Ravens would be stupid to let him go away. Like, there's this idea that he can't throw the ball, which
– yeah, we got someone in the text line.
Don't understand.
What are we talking about here?
I mean,
he's not maybe the most efficient passer, but also it's interesting. Listen to TD's, reaction to Greg Roman there.
Yeah.
Pretty emphatic, and he covered him with two teams. I mean, so
between TD and RG3's tweet yesterday, probably just need to stay away from Greg Roman.
That's what it sounds like. But, yeah, like Lamar Jackson can't throw the ball. What are we doing here? Do we watch football here?
Throws pretty well. He's not, Aaron Rodgers out there.
No.
But
He makes throws that are in that realm, just not nearly as often as those guys do. But it's a different offense. I will be interested to see what the next OC does around him if he is in Baltimore or if that actually disintegrates.
Yeah, I am too. Let's go ahead and play a different scenario out, though. Let's say San Francisco wins it all and they win the Super Bowl. And that would have meant that Brock Purdy, from the time he took over as quarterback, was undefeated as the starter of the 49ers. Like, I have a hard time believing, and I could be wrong, but I have a hard time believing that if they win the whole thing here and he is undefeated as the starter, that he's not the starting quarterback for San Francisco next year. So if you're the Titans, do you pursue Trey Lance? Like, we talk about getting the quarterback of the future. Could it be Trey Lance if you're the Titans?
See, the thing is, so if Rand Carthon thinks that, if the 49ers brass thinks that about Trey Lance, like that would be worth it, then obviously they thought it was well worth it to spend 3 first-round picks to get him 2 years ago. But if he thinks that, then don't you think they think that still? And so if that's the case, if you're them, I guess, especially given the cheapness of both quarterbacks, wouldn't you just rather say, you know what? Brock, thank you for the ring. Let's all wear our rings. And next year, Brock and Trey battle it out.
Could be. Especially, like you said, with the contract situation for both of them. It's not like you're paying either one of them.
Yeah,
I mean, Brock Purdy's hardly making anything at all. But
it's not like you're pressed to get rid of one of them. Now, maybe Rand feels stronger about him than John Lynch does or something.
Maybe.
And the Niners see this as an opportunity, like, yeah, well, you know what? Let's recoup. Brock's the guy. Let's recoup a first-round pick and a good veteran or two and a third-round pick or whatever it would be, and let's take advantage of that. They are a big trading team. They have been one of the most trade-heavy teams since John Lynch has been GM. So, I think, look, again, like the idea to just dismiss this out of hand, I think, is not recognizing how unpredictable this league can be.
I agree. Like I think it's one of those things that you look at his situation specifically. You could watch Trey Lance play, and the arm talent is pretty remarkable. Like I watched him throw the ball. I mean, they played against the Packers in the preseason, and he threw one down the field. I mean, it was like 61 yards on the button over the shoulder, and like, geez,
yeah,
what a throw by that guy. But the problem is he hadn't played. Like, I mean, Jimmy G was the starter his rookie year. He got in sparingly. And then this year he played in the preseason, and he played in a game where there was like 12 inches of rain on the ground in Chicago on the worst field in America at Soldier Field that can't hold water.
And the Bears won, and still were the worst team in football this year. Congrats, Bears.
And that was it. He was hurt after that. So
you guys are the worst.
Stop being a
Bears
fan.
Did you see the field that day?
Stop being a Bears fan. I'm trying to save you from being a Bears fan.
Yeah.
If I can't save you from your Jeep, I'm going to save you from being a Bears fan.
Just say it.
They're going to get a lot. They're going to get 2 people to trade up. They're going to get a lot of draft capital. And just let's just talk next year, okay?
No, talking about Bears? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Jeep.
Let's not. And the Lions are kings of the North.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, Trey Lance, like, I mean, so let's see. He got in for – and that's the thing, too. You know, obviously didn't play in 20, even in college, you know. Played 1 game. So he has 1 full season of football since high school to go on. And they traded 3 first-round picks for him.
Yeah. I mean, that's a heck of an investment. So are you willing to give up on that investment if you're San Francisco before you've really seen him play? I mean, look, they've seen him play enough to have an idea of what he is. You know, you watch him in practice. You watch him in some of the preseason games. Like, they're around him all the time. So they've got some idea of what they've got there. Have they seen enough to say, no matter what happens with Brock Purdy as they move forward here, we're holding on to Trey Lance? I don't know. I mean, that would be an interesting question. And if you're the Titans, you know, if you're Carthon, if you're Vrabel, do you want to pursue something like that? I mean, at some point, whether it's now, next year, 2 years down the road, whenever, you're going to have to find your quarterback of the future, or at least try to find your quarterback of the future. Maybe they still believe it's Malik Willis eventually. I don't know.
We've totally stopped talking about him.
I mean, I don't believe it's Malik Willis, but maybe they do. But at some point, regardless of who it is, you have to find your quarterback of the future, and it's coming sooner rather than later, whether it's this year, next year, 2 years. I don't see it being much beyond that timetable, especially now that you've gone and hired another general manager. So at some point you got to do it. Is now the right time to do it if the opportunity presents itself.
Right. And, of course, with the part of finding your quarterback means you have that relief of having a quarterback on a rookie deal. And, of course, you know, so that's 4 years of that. Plus then, you know, you pick up the option the fifth year. That's a bigger number. But, you know, you still have 2 years of that and basically 3 years before you'd have to do a, you know, a big deal
yep.
with Trey Lance. So that's part of it. So you're right. I mean, one way or the other, to me, it's better to obviously either draft somebody or get a situation like this where they're early in the clock than going the Colts route of recent years.
Will from Nashville says, it seems crazy to me that somebody would consider giving up more capital for Lance than, say, moving up to get Bryce Young or even the same, roughly. I'd take Bryce or Stroud over Trey Lance.
Yeah, look, I love Bryce Young. I get the concerns on him. I like C.J. Stroud, too. I think C.J. Stroud's really talented.
Will didn't mention Levis. He's all over the draft board right now.
I mean, Mel Kiper's still pushing that Levis number one overall, man. Mel.
I don't think Mel's the only one.
I think Mel's the only one I've seen who's like, he is number one. I think he's a consensus high.
Yeah, yeah, he's going to get drafted.
But Mel's like, he's the best. And Mel's like, I don't care if they lose by 40 or 20. Who cares? Just keep throwing picks out there. I love it. Like, God, take it easy, Mel.
Oh, God.
But I don't know. The thing is, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Trey Lance – I have no idea if Trey Lance or Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud right now, if you said you got to put everything you own on rank the three of them and which pro career will be better, I would not want to do it. I'd run away. I don't know. And first of all, it's like situation, system. Again, like would Brock Purdy, who – only got drafted because the Niners took him. If Brock Purdy were somewhere else, first of all, he wouldn't be playing. He's only playing there because of injuries. And if he wasn't in that system with that ridiculous amount of hours, would he have any idea what he is as a quarterback in the NFL? I don't think we would.
Probably not.
Tom Brady could have gone to a lot of other places. Could have gone to the Lions in the seventh round. And again, he would have been like a college grad assistant at Michigan like in 3 years. I mean, like, you know, you just – it's so much about where you go.
615-737-1025. Coming up next, it's time for Pigskin Pick'em. We'll get to the divisional games for the weekend. Take your thoughts as well, 615-737-1025. But first, Joe Rexroad has a word from our friends at FanDuel Sportsbook.
I do, because the NFL playoffs are heating up. FanDuel, every play is a rush with FanDuel. Because new customers enjoy today, get bet the division around with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. All you have to do is sign up with promo code Joe102. If I was just looking at $150 bet, go with the Chiefs, okay? I want this to be a good game. I don't think it'll be a good game. America's number one sportsbook has all your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. And with FanDuel, you can combine those bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Also, this is all an app that's safe, it's secure, it's very easy to use. So football fans, don't miss out. Place that $5 bet. Get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code Joe102. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. You must be 21 or older, present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as now withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
Now, it's time for Pigskin Pick'em with Robbie and Rexroad on ESPN 1025 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
And it is that time of the week, time for Pigskin Pick'em here on Robbie and Rexroad. Bobby Stanley, Joe Rexroad, Michelle Knezevic here with you. A very quick standings update in the competition. Michelle Knezevic, 3-3 last week with no lock. I went 2-4 with no lock after starting 2-0. That was fun. Joe Rexroad, 1-5 with no lock last week.
Yes.
Keeping things going.
So I'm trying to do, man.
On the right track.
I don't care.
So the standings, Michelle Knezevic, 59-55, 11-8 on her locks, good for 70 points. Robbie Stanley, 60-54, 8-11 on my lock, 68 points. So 2 points behind Michelle.
Woo!
This is good.
Joe Rexrode, 43-71. 6-13 on his locks, 49 points.
Let's go, Rex.
I'm the TIII Bank Field Media Urinal of Bettors.
With that in mind, speaking of the Jaguars, let's begin there. Jacksonville traveling to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. Kansas City, an 8.5-point favorite in this game. Michelle Knezovic, we begin with you. Kansas City favored by 8.5.
I'm taking the Jags plus the 8.5. I think that they make this a game. I think the Chiefs come out on top. I think they do advance. But I think the Jags put up a bit of a fight and make this a close one. Also, Doug Peterson in his press conference yesterday said that they've been looking up plays on YouTube and using Twitter for unique play calling, and I kind of love that. So maybe we'll see something fun. Maybe we'll see a ring around the rosy on the Jag side this time.
How about some duck, duck, goose? A little duck, duck, goose huddle?
Because of those comments that Doug Peterson made, I'm going with the Chiefs and I'm walking down. You meet the Kansas City Chiefs, minus the 8.5. I think in all seriousness, they'll win by 10. So I'm going Kansas City, minus the 8.5. Joe Rex wrote, Kansas City, favored by 8.5.
Red Rover, send Trevor right over. Chiefs lock.
Wow.
Blowout. Like I want
blowout.
I feel infinitely worse.
Yeah, exactly. You're screwed. Okay, blowout. Like it's gonna be like 41-27. I mean, not like outrageously bad. I think the Jags will have some offensive success. I think the Jags defense is toast in this game.
I think there's a good chance of that. The New York Giants taking on A.J. Brown, Brett Kern, and the Philadelphia Eagles this weekend. Eagles favored by 7.5 in this game. I'm going to go Giants. I think the Eagles win by a touchdown. The 7.5 makes this very interesting to me. So I will go with the New York Giants in this matchup. I could also, Joe, to be honest with you, see a scenario where Philadelphia wins by about 24. But I think I'm going to go with the Giants plus the 7.5. Joe Rex wrote, Eagles favored by 7.5.
I'm going to go Giants too, so feel good about your picks there, Robbie. But I think the Eagles are going to win a very close game. I think the Giants, you know, they've got a win under their belt. They're on a little bit of a roll. Sometimes that one seed sits around. I know I didn't think this way with the Chiefs, but division rivals, they had the end of the year game that didn't matter for the Giants. I mean, I just feel like this adds up to a really good game, and I think we're going to get one Saturday night. But I think Jalen Hurts will make a couple plays to one A.J. Brown. That will be the difference.
I think Daboll, pretty good coach.
Daboll is good. Very good. Look, I mean, Daniel Jones is so much better this year than I ever thought he would be. So, yes.
Michelle, Eagles favored by 7.5.
I'm going to also go with the Giants plus the 7.5. They played earlier this year and the Eagles beat them 48-22, but I think the Giants have figured their thing out, and I think they're on a roll. And also, I'm going to call the upset, but I'm also going to lock down the 7.5.
Wow.
I think they beat the Eagles in Philadelphia this weekend.
They beat the Giants, man, I like it, instead of the stupid Bears.
I like
no.
it. The Bears. Cincinnati Bengals going on the road to take on the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo favored by 5.5 in this game. Joe Rexrode, we'll begin with you. Bills favored by 5.5.
I mean, this is the most fascinating game of the weekend. This is the game of the weekend, I think. Well, I mean, both of these Sunday games are incredible, but I mean, I have a tough time with this one. 5.5 is big. I'm going to go Bengals. But I feel like the Bills might have like the last second field goal to win this game. This is a big, big game. This is a big, big game for Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about that. The Bills minus 5.5. Michelle Knezovic, who you got in this one?
I'm really loving the underdogs this weekend. I'm also going to take the Bengals plus the 5.5. I think the Bills end up winning this game, but I think it's going to be a close one. But if Josh Allen turns over the football, the Bengals are winning. So give me the Bengals plus the 5.5.
I think the Bengals are going to win by a touchdown. I think they're going to go on the road, and they're going to win the game. I love the way they're playing. I think their defense is good enough. Not great, but good enough. And I think that wide receiving core, and specifically that quarterback, there's just something about that dude. I think he's going on the road, and I think he's going to win. I think Cincinnati takes down Buffalo.
I think there's something about that dude, too. I will point out that in their last game, they needed a shove in the back after the most ridiculous fluke play to beat the Ravens. But, yeah.
I know, but the Bills almost lost to a third-string quarterback, too. So
That is a fair
there
point.
There is that.
There is that.
Staying with the same game, over or under, 49.5 in that game for Cincinnati and Buffalo. 49.5. Michelle Knezovic, we begin with you.
49.5. I'm going to go over. I think this is a pretty high-scoring game. So give me the over 49.5.
Okay. I'm going under. I'll go under the 49.5. Joe Rexroad, 49.5, over under.
What's the weather?
It's Buffalo, so it's probably cold.
But it's not like...
I don't think it's crazy, though. Yeah. I don't think there's a storm.
I'll go over.
Going over. I like it.
Something like, you know, like a 27-24 game.
Okay. Going over.
Quick math.
In the matchup.
Thank you.
The Cowboys taking on the 49ers in San Francisco. The Niners favored by 3.5 in this matchup. I am very excited for this game, and I think San Francisco wins. I think they cover. I will take the Niners minus the 3.5. Joe Rexroad, San Francisco favored by 3.5.
This is a tough one, too. I don't even know why I'm taking time like on these picks. I suck. But like I should just, you know, I should just say Lions on all these picks.
Good.
Be the same result. I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I feel like they removed a lot of pressure by just throttling the Bucs in that game, which, by the way, I thought they would do. Is that my only one I got right last week,
I guess?
Yeah, okay. Hey, congratulations to me. So I'll keep riding my hot team, the Cowboys. I think they're going to win this one.
Michelle Knezovic, the San Francisco 49ers, favored by 3.5 against the Dallas Cowboys.
This one's tough for me. I am going to give the slight edge to the Niners, though. And was it 3.5?
Yes.
Yeah, 3.5. Yeah, I'm going to say that the Niners win by about a touchdown. So give me the 49ers plus the 3.5. I think Dak has a bad game and throws a couple interceptions.
Taylor Lewan?
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, gosh.
Sticking with the same game, the Cowboys and the 49ers, the over-under at 46.5. Joe Rexroad, we begin with you. You going over or under 46.5?
I'm actually going to go under on that one. I feel like good defenses. Very good defenses. Yeah, I'll go under.
Michelle Knezovic, over-under 46.5 for the Cowboys and the 49ers.
Over. 46.5 over.
Over. I will go under as well. I think it's going to be a defensive battle in this game. I love San Francisco's defense, and I think Micah Parsons will cause problems for 49ers.
Okay, so where do you two differ so I can keep my head?
We differ on
Chiefs-Jags.
We differ on over-under in both Bills-Bengals and over-under on Cowboys-49ers.
So you went under on both? You went over on both?
That is correct.
Correct.
Interesting. Okay.
Boy.
All right.
Getting down to the nitty-gritty.
I'm not rooting for anybody.
Getting down for the nitty-gritty here in the Pigskin Pick'em competition. We'll have this week, we'll have the conference title games, and then the Super Bowl. And that's it for our competition.
Lots of props. No Pro Bowl flag football? No? None of that?
You do the dodgeball.
What are they even doing in that this year?
Is that, I guess. Are they playing flag football again?
They're doing dodgeball, too.
They are
is that
doing
right?
dodgeball.
Yeah.
Yes,
that might be fun if there's some people mic'd up.
Yes. That's actually a better idea. Just do the dodgeball.
Yeah, I agree. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it's time for Call Your Shot Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your called shots on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. That is next. Let me tell you about my friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. You can bet the NFL playoffs with FanDuel, where every play is a rush. This weekend, FanDuel is giving all customers a no-sweat same-game parlay during the divisional round. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You'll get free bets back if your NFL same-game parlay doesn't hit. Same-game parlays let you combine all your favorite bets for a chance at a bigger payday. I've talked to you all week about San Francisco and Dallas. I'm going with the Niners. I'm going Brock Purdy over on touchdown passes, but you take it any way you want to take it. You can even ride with thousands of other fans and bet popular same-game parlays already made for you. If you're new to FanDuel, join now with promo code Rob to see for yourself why it's America's number one sportsbook. And if you already have FanDuel, you can start building your no-sweat same-game parlay today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. 3-plus legs, minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund of $100. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. And it is that time of the week, time for Call Your Shot Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road. As always, we'll take your thoughts, your called shots on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe Rex Road, how did we do last week in Call Your Shot Friday?
Oh my God. Hold on. The show is coming apart at the seams, guys. My computer is about to die, in which case I wouldn't be able to tell you how we're doing. So as I'm talking really fast, I'm trying to plug my computer in.
This is incredible.
I wasn't ready in the first place.
Oh, good. I know how I did last week in Call Your Shot Friday.
Oh, my gosh. That was such – oh, no! It just died on me. I'm not used to this my computer's dead now. I'm not used to this condensed schedule where, like, every segment is a thing. Dude, like, I think my computer just died. It won't turn back on.
Well, I can tell you how I did.
Okay, tell me how you did. Let's see if you can remember your shots.
I got them written down. 13 combined goals from Sabres and Preds. That did not happen. There was, I believe, 8 combined goals in that game. So Preds gave up 5. Cody Glass with 2 goals that day. Did not happen. Joe Burrow, 3 touchdowns in the first quarter against the Ravens. That did not happen. Trevor Lawrence has more than 325 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. That may have happened. I need to go check to see how many yards he had. And I said Dak Prescott would throw an interception on his first drive. He did not. That's about the best that Dak Prescott may have ever played on Monday night.
I know what one of mine was.
What you got?
Oh, I know what one of ours was.
I've got him now.
Read it.
Kentucky beats Tennessee.
Woo!
There you go. Jaguars make it the AFC title game. That's still alive.
Still alive.
Sean Payton, new coach of the Chargers, doesn't look good. Brady game-winning TD drive money. And by our show Tuesday, McCarthy fired.
Mike McCarthy fired.
Yeah.
Cowboys. It was if the Cowboys lost.
Right. I know why you thought. I got the Vols win by 32 points tomorrow, 81-49, which brings up the whole, again, let me remind people, if I've muted you on Twitter, I don't care what you say to me. It doesn't count. I didn't see it. I didn't hear it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Trolls go away. Titans will promote Tim Kelly to OC. That is still up in the air. Ian Cunningham, the next GM of the Titans. He was a finalist.
He was.
I had one of the 3 finalists. Dak Prescott, 300-plus yards and no picks against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A ding, 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 ding.
Looked pretty good.
And Kirk Cousins throws for more than 350. I don't think he got to 350. He had, like, close to 300. Check down was unfortunate. Played well, but check down didn't work out.
It did not.
There you go.
Michelle Knezovic, kick us off this week with today's edition of Call Your Shot Friday.
Okay, first off, starting with the Cowboys 49ers, Dak Prescott throws 3 interceptions in the game.
Okay.
Dak's just got to screw something up on Call Your Shot
His
Friday.
Track record would show that this is not too crazy.
We'll see.
Okay. All of the underdogs win this weekend. So Giants, Jags, Bengals.
You just said the 49ers are going to win.
Well, I think they are. Like, if you're betting on it, pick them. But this is just a fun shot.
Okay.
Right?
Are we supposed to, like, mean them?
Stay consistent.
All right.
We have been inconsistent before. It has been frowned upon. But
you do what you want. It's your card shot.
You've also decided to become a Bears fan. So what can I say?
Trevor Lawrence and Patrick Mahomes in the first half will combine for 7 TD passes.
Whoa.
Okay. High flying. I like it.
And that's all I got for today.
Okay. Joe Rexroad, your called shots of the week.
Okay. Well, you know what? Apparently, I've become the Dak defender on this show. So let me just say, Dak will throw no interceptions against the 49ers, and he will also lead the winning touchdown drive with a throw to CeeDee Lamb.
Now that's a shot.
Okay. I like it.
Well, hold on. I'm typing these up as Mike McCarthy, because I was not prepared for this.
Yeah.
What about Mike McCarthy?
Coach of the year.
Yes. The Chiefs, Travis Kelce, will have 4, count them, 4 touchdown catches.
Okay. That's a lot.
That's a lot for a tight end.
I like it.
They are going to touch the 40s, and he's going to touch 24 points off touchdown catches.
I like it.
Go back to the Cowboys. Brett Maher will not miss an extra
point.
Oh,
boy.
Can you believe it? I mean, a called shot is an NFL kicker not missing an extra point in a game, and actually it is a called shot.
It qualifies after last week. I like it.
And finally, even though he did not back me up when I went, Preds picked a click with him. I'm going to stick with this. You know, he drove the net yesterday. They had a goal that was, you know, was wiped off or goal interference. But Tanner Jeannot will score against the Kings tomorrow night.
I like it.
And that's it.
Very nicely done. All right. A.J. Brown, 2 touchdowns and 125 yards in the game on Saturday for the Eagles. 2 touchdowns, 125 yards for A.J. Brown. Brett Maher will miss a 40-plus yard field goal. I just said field goal. Not extra point. 40-plus yard field goal. He will miss.
Okay.
The Nashville Predators will trade Dante Fabbro by March 3rd. Nashville Predators will trade Dante Fabbro by March the 3rd. And finally, both Kevin Fiala. I'll just stick with Fiala. I was going to go Fiala Arvidsson.
And Arvidsson?
Fiala scores twice tomorrow. I'll go with that. Okay. Fiala with 2 goals.
Why'd you back off Arvi?
Because I don't believe it.
Don't believe the RV hustle?
No, I don't believe both of them score. So I'll go Fiala with 2 goals.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Thank you.
Well, it was a light week. You know, I mean, like we've come way short of the Ryan Porth standard of 17 called shots.
Oh, I've got one more.
You got one more?
It's a futures one. Okay. Tennessee loses in the first round of the tournament.
Oh, there you go.
Mike on the text line says, Michelle on Hedge Your Shots Friday. Laughing emoji face. Good stuff.
What'd he say?
Hedge
Your Shots Friday. I like it.
What about, do you have any called shots about Kentucky basketball? Will they be?
They're going to win the Natty. We're back in action.
I'm not even typing that.
Fired the coach last week. Now they're going to win the Natty. I like it.
Listen, now I understand all the fire Todd Downings, all the diehard Titans fans, all the diehard Preds fans. You saw it in real time of me last week. Thursday compared to Monday, Michelle. Quite different.
Yes. Firing your coach and now believe in him again.
Yeah. William from Madison says, called shot, Vanderbilt will play their home games at Geodis Park or Nissan Stadium this year in football. I don't think that's going to happen.
Why?
Well, they are doing construction, but I don't – that would be news. Are you breaking news, William from Madison, or are you just – taking a guess on that. They're supposed to still be playing in the stadium, in their own stadium.
I think so.
Hmm.
Joe, final thoughts.
To make a call after the show here?
Maybe so. Final thoughts on Rand Carthon being introduced as Titans general manager today. What are you looking forward to out of this press conference later today from the Tennessee Titans?
Well, I'm just looking forward to it. I mean, again, mostly, I mean, there's going to be a lot of talk about, you know, his background and philosophy and how it will work with Vrabel and that stuff, but to me, the most interesting stuff from today is, you know, his thoughts on this team he's inheriting.
Yep.
You know, now does that mean he's going to completely tip his hand? No, I don't think so. But I'm going to be interested to hear what he thinks of, you know, the current situation and how much we can like dig into that today.
Yeah, I am too. I'm interested. Is there any sort of hint that we get today as to which direction he might be leaning? Of how he thinks about the current roster. I don't expect him to be like, hey, we're moving on from Ryan Tannehill, we're trading Derrick Henry, and we're going to try to trade for DeAndre Hopkins. Like, I don't expect any of that stuff to happen today. But reading in between the lines, is there anything that you take away from today where you look at and say, all right, I've got a stronger feeling one way or the other on the direction they may go this offseason with some decisions that they have to make?
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be interesting. And I'm trying to remember. John Robinson, did he say like we're open for business or something with the number one pick when he Rand just comes in and says, well, Ryan Tannehill is on the block. Who would like Ryan Tannehill?
Send me your best offer.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
Looking at you, Jets.
Hey. Could happen.
If I'm the New York Jets.
You could do a whole lot worse.
I mean,
we saw it this year.
I'm looking for something like that to plug into my team.
I think here, you want me to add a late call shot?
Sure.
Derek Carr, next quarterback of the New York Jets.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good.
I just think it makes sense.
Yeah. I like that.
I'll go Derek Carr, next quarterback of the New York Jets.
How could none of us have Tom Brady shots?
Too early.
We'll do it next week. Yeah, he's got to take a little bit here.
Okay. All right.
Free agency's not till March.
He may be doing shots.
How about called shot, he retires and then unretires again?
Well, I don't think he'll do that again. That'd be something. Be DJ, the Favre every year.
DJ Burnside just put together the illustration of the Jags media bathroom, and it's fantastic.
Thank you. That's going to do it for us today here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll be back 6 a.m. Monday morning. Chase and Michelle up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.